everybody. This is Vicki Sullivan. First off, I need to apologize for the quality of this segment. My professional-grade headphones blew up, and they cannot be revived. Dang, never a good time for that to happen. Anyhow, I'm sure we're all relieved that Brittany Griner is back home. It's a delicate balancing act, though, to celebrate her homecoming without forgetting Paul Whelan. The response from the Biden administration was pretty good, which is why I posted about it. But let's delve into what they didn't do, which prevented a big mistake that's easy to make. What they didn't do is address the critics directly. They didn't get into the verbal barroom brawl, even if the countercharges were accurate. They are sticking to the message. This was a gut-wrenching decision that couldn't be avoided due to factors outside their control. And, of course, they continue to fight for the Whelan family. Now let's drill down a level. Did they let accusations go unanswered? Nope. Instead of the direct approach, they let other allies do the debating. For example, historian Heather Cox Richardson wrote about how Russia wants to pit the two families against each other. Could be true, but that's beneath Biden or his media person to address. This is what's called message discipline, and it's easier said than done when critics come with a lot of credibility and, frankly, some points well taken. The key to staying on message is twofold. The message itself has to address the big issues, and it's got to be our A game. It's got to be rock solid. And two, there are allies out there who are willing to blunt the impact. In this case, it's the two families and the ancillary pundits. When we have a strong message and allies willing to take on the critics, we can avoid the temptation to shift the focus away from our message and give our opponents more ammunition. As my grandmother used to say, don't give your enemies bullets they can shoot you with. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.